Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cotarobos, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. It seems as though people everywhere are going through dramatic and often challenging changes in their lives at this time. These changes involve exposing and then purging the human miscreations that are causing so much pain and suffering for humanity. The good news is that we have the ability to move through this cleansing process much more quickly and much less stressfully. All we need to do is to really focus and utilize the powerful tools that have been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. The most powerful tool of all for transmuting past negativity, which includes all of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings from all time frames and dimensions, is the violet flame. And if we will join together and invoke the violet flame on behalf of ourselves, our loved ones, and all humanity, and ask that this sacred gift of sacred fire transmute the negative patterns that are surfacing now all over the world to be healed, we can complete this purging process much more easily. So today I'm going to review some of the information about the violet flame and remind you how powerful this sacred fire is to give you greater clarity and understanding on how to use this sacred tool. And also we're going to talk about what is exactly taking place on Earth at this time. A lot of confusing things. Then we're going to join together, invoking the violet fire, and transmute the surfacing negativity through a powerful activity of light. So as you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light to serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. These are very powerful times. And the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have come through the veil to meet us halfway. The information these messengers of God are revealing to us is designed to assist us as we move through this critical facet of our evolutionary process, fulfilling this phase of the divine plan. The goal of these celestial sharings is to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that we are witnessing unfolding day by day. With a new level of understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with great expectation and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth now from the realms of illumined truth, we will comprehend that the light of God is increasing on Earth in unprecedented ways, and we'll be able to truly understand that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in any system of worlds. So as you listen to the celestial messages and guidance I'm going to be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. If anything doesn't resonate as truth, just let it go. I promise you, if I'm sharing anything today that's important for you to know to fulfill your divine plan, and it doesn't resonate as truth for you today, your I Am presence is going to keep presenting this information to you in loving, gentle ways until it finally resonates and you can let it in. So during this hour, remember, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or whether you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God reality and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity because we are one and there is no separation. The universal law is the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. But those of us in the physical realm, since we are one with every other person, place, condition, thing in this physical realm, we have the ability to invoke the light on behalf of everyone and everything. So know in your heart that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, let's invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love and violet flame that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God begins to expand and expand as a tremendous starburst through the divinity of your heart. As the violet flame and the full divine momentum of our Father, Mother, God's love flows through your heart flame, see it flowing into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love and the violet flame is now forming a grid of light around this earth. This grid of light is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love and the violet flame is the bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. So now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, let's offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform earth, her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth and all of the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. During this special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind. Stay focused in the light and be here now. There's a biblical expression that is actually reflected through a lot of sacred scriptures and doctrines in various world religions, that during this end time, all that is hidden must now be revealed. That statement reflects a profound truth that is affirmed by all world religions and spiritual aspirants whenever these end times that we're now in the midst of are discussed. For several decades, sincere and dedicated people have been focusing on everything that's wrong with humanity and our institutions. And to try to bring this to our attention, they've used every possible opportunity to tell the masses about all of the negative things that are occurring on the planet. Their sincere intent is to wake people up from the mesmerized stupor in which so many of us function. But the problem with that is that our thoughts and our feelings are creative. Whatever we put our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings into, we empower and we maintain, sustain, and manifest in our lives. So when we encourage people to focus their attention on all of the maladies that are causing humanity's pain and suffering, without giving them viable solutions to solve the problems, all we do is incite fear and anger. This actually feeds and empowers the very maladies that we're trying to expose, and it makes everything much worse. So during this momentous time, the Company of Heaven wants us to clearly understand that indeed all that is hidden must now be revealed. But it is imperative that the viable solutions to the appalling and shocking things that are being exposed are also revealed. At this very moment, we are being bombarded with the polarizing misrepresentation of global politics, and we're being terrorized by the saber-rattling of potential new wars. It is vital that we step back, take a deep breath, and invoke the light of God to help us see the bigger pictures and to tap into the viable solutions. The need of the hour is but for us to learn about the clandestine people, places, conditions, and things that have manipulated and controlled us, but without being pulled into the fray or overwhelmed with negative emotions. And I know that's easier said than done. When we become aware of these things and the people behind them that are responsible for the vast number of challenges we're all experiencing and most of humanity's pain and suffering, we want to lash out. We get angry, and it pushes our buttons. However, if we want to free ourselves from this oppressive situation so that we can focus on the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love, we have no other option than to observe these things as a detached observer, invoking the violet flame to transmute them, blazing the energy in through and around all of the maladies and everything that's wrong, but not being pulled into it to incite anger and fear. Remember, we are one with all life. There is no separation. And that means that there's no such thing as us against them. If we're going to God victoriously ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light, we must become aware of all that is hidden so that we can invoke the violet flame and the powers of divine love to transmute those negative things back into light. But then we'll be able to take positive and peaceful action instead of just inciting fear and anger. Together we will clear the way and co-create a new paradigm that reflects our oneness and the reverence for all life. But first and foremost, in order to get to that place, we must detach from the surfacing negativity that we are learning about and observe what is being revealed to us as an objective observer. Never has there been a more optimum time for us to accomplish that mighty feat. We are being given more assistance than ever before from the Company of Heaven, and our I Am presence, the divinity within us, has integrated in new and powerful ways so that we can ask our I Am presence to let us observe these surfacing patterns of miscreation and negativity without empowering them through our anger and fear. All is in readiness. And at this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain practical and viable solutions to our energy crisis. Global warming, disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. These solutions are flooding into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, and they are registering in our hearts and minds, and the hearts and minds of all awakening humanity. Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are actually available to each and every one of us right here and right now. The good news is that this unbridled abuse of power is now coming to an end. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of lightworkers around the world for decades of time. At long last, through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, a very positive tool has been created that is revealing the hidden things that must be exposed in the most positive way. And at the same time, it gives viable solutions that you and I can participate in that will change the course of history. Timing is everything, and it is not by chance that during this monumental year, this powerful and informative tool is sweeping the internet, revealing shocking things that have been hidden for centuries, and viable solutions that will transform our lives and the lives of every facet of life on Earth. I'm referring to the movie called Thrive. I'm not associated with this movie in any way, but I highly recommend it to everyone. I have included the link to the website, and I will repeat it to you again in this sharing. So please listen to the short video on that website of Foster Gambles, the producer of the movie's introduction, and then give yourself the gift of this two-hour movie. You can sign up to watch it on the website for $5, or you can order the DVD and have it available to share with your friends. This movie is being shown everywhere. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be shown at the University of Arizona, free to the students and open to the public. It's being shown in large groups all over the world, and you can watch it on the internet, you can purchase it for yourself, share it, and you can organize your own showing. As you watch this informative movie, remember that the important thing is to observe it as a detached observer. So stay centered in your heart and observe the hidden things that are being revealed in a detached way, not through anger or fear. And utilize the great focus of your attention on the recommended solutions. As the negativity is brought to your attention, just see yourself as this magnificent portal of violet fire and the violet flame blazing in through and around every single thing that's being revealed to you. And ask that it transmute all associated with these activities that are associated with humanity's oppressive behavior and the abuse of power. Transmute these things back into light with the power of the violet flame, and then see how you can add to the light of the world through the suggestions that are being made. After you watch the movie, ask your I Am presence how you can be the greatest force of positive change in your own life and on the planet. As I have expressed many times, I am deeply grateful for you and your willingness to add to the light of the world. God bless you, precious heart. This is our time, and through our unified efforts, our victory is assured. So to watch this movie, you go to the website www.thrivemovement.com. As one word, it's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T, very simple, thrivemovement.com. Watch the introduction, the small video there of Foster Gambles, and then find a way to watch the movie in one way or another, whatever resonates for you. So what I want to do today, as we begin to realize that this information is surfacing all over the world, we're going to transmute it, because the more people that observe this movie, the more we have the ability to transmute the negativity. So it's going to be coming up at a greatly accelerated pace. So we have the ability, even without watching the movie, of course, to invoke the violet flame into all of the surfacing negativity all over the planet, so that we can quickly start manifesting the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, which reflect our oneness and reverence for all life, which are the perfect patterns for the new earth that we are in the process of ascending into and simultaneously co-creating with each other and the company of heaven. So let's begin by again reviewing the violet flame. What is the violet flame? The violet flame is a gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. And the divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations that we inadvertently or deliberately created through all time frames and dimensions through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. So that means anything involving the pain and suffering of humanity. It means inclement weather conditions, poverty, pain and suffering, disease, war, and all of the abuse of power, corruption, greed, and everything else that is in any way not revering life and reflecting our oneness with all life. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, which is a sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, which we have always referred to as the Holy Spirit. This is a crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our Father, Mother, God merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute back into light every malady existing on earth and every electron of energy that humanity has ever misqualified through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that really seems too good to be true. But the reality is that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain is a being of light that has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, he is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on earth for the benefit of all life evolving here as we go through this purging process, transmuting our past and magnetizing the patterns of perfection for the new earth into the tangible form of our physical reality. In his exalted service, Saint Germain is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent keeper of the violet flame. This service from the heart of our Father, Mother, God has been invested to him because of his dedication to humanity, the sons and daughters of God, and all life. In this octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains the violet flame from our Father, Mother, God for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. But there is a concentrated focus on the earth at this time because of the unique experiment and the unique shift of the ages that we are going through at this moment. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every adept, avatar, Buddha, saint, or Christ being that has ever walked the earth is working now with Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of limitless physical perfection and God's infinite life. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are also focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet. Never before have the children of God received as much help from on high as we are receiving during this cosmic moment. Now it is time for you and me to give something back to the universe in appreciation for the overwhelming gift of love that is being rendered to each of us. In 1936, Saint Germain began revealing information about the violet flame to awakening humanity. At that time, even the light workers were able to withstand only the most gentle frequencies of this sacred fire. Saint Germain started by teaching lightworkers how to use the violet flame and the gentle qualities of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness associated with this sacred fire. As time progressed, lightworkers learned to use the more intensified frequencies associated with this gift from our Father, Mother, God. Those frequencies were the frequencies of transmutation and purification. Eventually, the violet flame frequencies of justice, liberty, freedom, opportunity, and victory became known to us. As we developed the ability to withstand greater light, we learned how to use the rhythm of divine ceremony associated with the violet flame. The more proficient lightworkers became in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire were able to help the masses of humanity lift above our humanly created effluvia. This effluvia was a shroud of darkness that disconnected us from our I Am presence, our God selves, and it prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. For more than 7 decades, lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame slowly and steadily, receiving higher and higher frequencies of this sacred fire, clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of people all over this planet. This awakening is now, after 70 years, occurring through the mass consciousness of humanity. At this critical time, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with this gift from our Father, Mother, God are offering to be the open door for intensified, unprecedented fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. These higher frequencies will greatly assist humanity in the purging process that is taking place in our ascension process, so that the negativity of our past miscreations can be pushed to the surface more quickly, transmuted into light without causing overwhelming stress and discomfort for humanity. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has been bathing humanity since the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, which began several years ago, we are capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that this activity of light will expand exponentially the power of the violet flame on Earth and it will help us to quickly transmute the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed, both in our individual lives and in our collective lives around the world. This greatly empowered fifth-dimensional frequency of the violet flame is accelerating the cleansing and awakening taking place on the planet, and it is catapulting humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we've ever been able to experience since our fall from grace eons ago. This selfless act of divine intervention by Saint Germain and his fellow exponents of the violet flame is assisting humanity in ways beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. To get an inkling of how it is and what this will mean to our everyday lives, we need to understand just how this violet flame works. The violet flame is available to every man, woman, and child on Earth. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift from our Father, Mother, God is to ask for it through our I Am presence and invoke it into our lives. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we can receive. Knock, and the door will be opened. This amazing tool will not interfere with our free will, but once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet fire flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra, then it descends into our heart flame. When the violet fire enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our unique individual electronic pattern. Just like an individual snowflake, each of us have individual electronic patterns. We have individual respiration patterns, voice patterns, DNA, fingerprints, and also an individual electronic light pattern. After the violet fire enters our heart flame and is stamped with our unique electronic light pattern, it awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. So, for example, if we're interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that have developed over many lifetimes through our belief in lack and limitation, and have caused all of our poverty in our lives, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. And that can be done through a simple invocation. So we can say something like, I am my beloved I Am presence, and I am invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. So let me repeat that for you, but you can paraphrase it into whatever words resonate for you. I am my beloved I Am presence. It's important to always affirm this through your highest level of consciousness. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. With that invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action, and it blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our individual electronic pattern. It travels throughout the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy that's out there that's vibrating with a frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our own electronic pattern, which is the same since we were first breathed forth from the heart of God. So every electronic pattern from all of our myriad lifetimes that is stamped with our unique pattern is and vibrating at a frequency of poverty or lack or limitation is magnetized into this violet flame. No matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy that we misqualified during our many lifetimes, there is still a core of purity in every electron of that energy that contains its original divine potential. Just like no matter how far a human being has fallen into the discordant or depraved frequencies of our human miscreations, pulsating within our heart flame is still the spark of divinity that contains the full divine potential of who we are as sons and daughters of God. In every electron of energy, no matter how distorted or how contaminated with poverty consciousness, in the core of that electron vibrates the original divine potential, which always includes God's infinite abundance. That means that within every electron manifesting as poverty, there is still pulsating within the core the divine potential of God's limitless abundance. Within every electron manifesting as hatred, there is still the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron of war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. So once the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into the core of purity of each electron and activates the divine potential that is encoded there. As the divine potential, in this instance, of God's limitless abundance is activated within every electron of our poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within that electron begin to spin more rapidly on their axis, and the centrifugal force of this acceleration casts the dark frequency of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame. Then the violet flame instantly consumes that frequency of poverty, transmuting it back into light, its original perfection. There is no destroying energy. Energy can only be transformed. So we can't just say cancel, and eliminate all of the past belief and acceptance of poverty and lack and limitation that we've been energizing through our lifetimes. But we do have the ability to transform those thoughts, words, actions, and feelings back into light, which is exactly what the violet flame does. When the transmuting process feels complete after we invoke the light for this particular sitting, we must then ask our I Am presence to fill the void, the lower frequency, where the frequencies of poverty existed, to flood those voids, those pockets, with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. It's important for us to take a minute to grasp the magnitude of what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God means in our lives. With the consistent use of the violet flame, utilizing it every day, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle returns these experiences to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives through the law of the circle. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace. And divine grace is forgiveness beyond what we have earned. This divine grace This mercy and compassion of the violet flame is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything we want to heal, or it can transform our individual lives and the lives on the planet collectively back into their original divine potential. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting love, harmony, or the balance of heaven on earth. Anything that conflicts with the new earth or the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. Remember, all we have to do is ask for this gift of the violet flame, invoking it into action through our I Am presence, and then commanding it to do whatever it is we want it to accomplish. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our lives, or we can tackle particular global problems, or we can create an invocation that covers the gamut of problems manifesting on Earth. So we can use this in any way, depending on what we feel we are being guided to do within our heart, what feels right for us. In that case, we can use the invocation or a mantra to be an instrument of the violet flame anytime and any place. For example, first thing in the morning, we can say a simple invocation like, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of our Father, Mother, God. Let me say that again. I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of our Father, Mother, God. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we can be a constant force of the violet flame wherever we are and whatever we are doing. Just allow that to resonate in your heart flame for a moment, realizing what a powerful force of light you are capable of being. Now let's join together for another activity of the violet flame. There is no limit to the amount of light that we can invoke into the physical plane. All we have to do is ask, and we are powerful beyond our knowing. When we invoke the light for ourselves from our Father, Mother, God, there's a stream of light that descends through our crown chakra into our heart flame and expands out to envelop all of the experiences in our personal lives. But when we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, and to do that, all we have to do is say, what I ask for myself, I ask for all life evolving on this planet. When we invoke light on behalf of every particle of life on this planet, a tremendous pillar of light enters our crown chakra, descends into our heart flame, and explodes through our heart flame as a tremendous sun that interpenetrates the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, every particle of life on the planet, until the earth becomes a blazing sun, an amethyst violet sun of the violet transmuting flame. So that's what we're going to do now. And I'm going to invoke this light in the first person, so we'll each experience it individually, but know that simultaneously, we are invoking this light through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart as we invoke the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns. I now invoke my Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. My I Am presence opens the stargate of my heart to full breath, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. The violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and blazes in through and around all inharmonious action, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. What I ask for myself, I ask for all life evolving on this planet. Through the divine power of the violet flame, I am now transmuting all of this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. The silent watchers, who are the beings of light that guard and protect every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet, now reach out their great loving arms and raise up an infinite number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection. Each of these light workers understands the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all distress. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, we ask now that collectively, as one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, beloved legions associated with the violet flame of God's infinite love, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every expression is a healing benediction reflecting the reverence of all life. Beloved legions of the violet flame, expand this activity of light now and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all of the youth on this planet are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their own I Am presence. Blessed ones, expand this activity of light now and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and all activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. blessed legions of light, blaze the violet flame of God's infinite perfection with the power and might of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Expand this activity of light, precious hearts, and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, through all money and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating through their I Am presence true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Legions of light, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Now expand this activity of light and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Beloved ones, expand this activity of light and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until the physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Expand this activity of light through the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, and all life evolving on this planet. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy, until the immaculate concept of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love is tangibly manifest, and all life evolving on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. O beloved victorious violet flame, we accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished with full power to be increased daily and hourly, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes as I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. Remember that you are powerful beyond your knowing. Work with your I Am presence and be the open door that no one can shut. Join with us again next week as we expand our activities of light. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.